From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. So the elections happened, and we are still a deeply polarized nation. Not much of a surprise there. Later this hour, we'll get some tips on how to hold meaningful conversations that bridge political divides. Might come in handy over Thanksgiving. First, though, we turn our attention to the string of racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic and otherwise hate-motivated violence that has been the other big story of the past month. With several attacks in such a short period of time, it can feel like a major uptick in hate crimes. But fact-checking that gut feeling can be difficult because data on hate crimes is spotty or inconsistent at best. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire are hoping to change that. They're launching a 3-year nationwide survey of law enforcement officials funded by the Federal Department of Justice. Lisa Jones is a research associate professor of psychology at UNH's Crimes Against Children Research Center, and she's lead investigator on the new study. Lisa, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
What do we know at this point about the prevalence of hate crimes in the U.S. and any trends or changes in the frequency of hate crimes?
Well, as you mentioned, it's not information that we have really good data on. There's obviously a couple different ways you can collect information on hate crimes. You can do it through surveys that ask people about victimization experiences, and you can look at official statistics like through law enforcement records. And both of those sources have some limitations to them in helping us understand trends in these crimes.
You have actually found examples where it seems like there must be hate crimes occurring. There are high crime areas that report no hate crimes. I mean, what are the systemic flaws and gaps that keep us from having this information?
So you're talking about law enforcement data on hate crimes. And there have been efforts over actually the last several decades to collect information about the kind of hate crimes that police investigate. And that's through a system called the Uniform Crime Reporting Program. That's how the FBI collects data generally on crimes that are happening across the U.S. And they started collecting information on hate crimes in 1990 and have continued to do so. And they publish those statistics every year. But yes, there's clear problems with this system in that there are a number of different agencies that submit statistics each year reporting zero hate crimes, and these occur even in some large cities where crime rates are high and you would expect those statistics to be higher.
Is the definition of a hate crime part of the problem? We always, in the immediate aftermath of a particular event, you know, hear some dissecting and some analysis. Do we know what the attacker's motive was to sufficiently nail this down and say unambiguously that it is a hate crime? Is that part of the problem with the reporting, that maybe these crimes just aren't being flagged as hate crimes when they're reported?
I think that is definitely part of the problem. I think that culturally we're still forming those definitions and increasing our understanding of those definitions. State statutes vary a lot. And then I think sort of on the ground, law enforcement who are responding to crimes, sometimes it's not the first thing in their minds they're thinking about when they're recording data about a particular crime to make sure to ask about whether there's bias or hate motivations that are part of it. And then I think even just the data systems we have in having law enforcement note these situations down and transferring that data to the state and then to the FBI, there are problems all along the way that need to be resolved there too.
Well, I was going to say it can't just be an issue of definitions, but because in the past couple of years we've heard similar issues raised regarding mass shootings, regarding school shootings, that we simply don't have the consistent nationwide data, the consistent nationwide reporting that we would need to be able to draw firm conclusions about trends in these types of crimes. Is that a problem at the FBI? Is that a problem that federal officials are thinking about changing, thinking about addressing?
That's right. They are thinking about changing that. And there's a lot of discussion going on about how they can improve that system. And I think part of the Department of Justice interest in funding this study was to gather information that will allow them to think about how to make changes to the system, how to improve law enforcement training so that we get better data and more consistent data on these crimes and we can do a better job of tracking trends.
So Lisa Jones, let's talk about this research that you are planning to launch, as you said, funded by the Department of Justice, 3-year-long nationwide survey of 3,000 law enforcement agencies and 250 prosecutors. I mean, what does that actually look like on the ground? How are you picking people? What kinds of questions are you asking them? What's the data that will come out of that?
Right. So we have a methodology we've developed at our research center that we've used to look at other types of crimes. And we get a really good response from law enforcement to these surveys. And essentially, we have a statistical way to select agencies around the country to participate, to invite them to participate in the study that gives us a nationally representative picture of what's happening in the U.S. And we start by sending them a mail survey, and we collect information about the numbers of cases they're seeing. We collect some information there, too, about the policies and procedures they use to document these cases. And then we follow up by selecting a sample of incidents that we do in-depth telephone interviews with law enforcement about to gather case information about those incidents.
As you mentioned, you've developed this methodology for studying other types of crime. You've studied internet crimes against children, also juvenile sex trafficking investigations with this methodology. How have the past uses of this way of studying particular types of crime changed our understanding of those crimes?
Well, I think it's important because it gives us a national picture of the kind of cases that law enforcement are investigating so that we can understand what the nature of these cases look like. For example, with the internet crimes against children cases, we were able to understand better the kind of cases involving kids that law enforcement are dealing with, and that helps us improve training responses to those cases.
So some of the data that might come out of this new study of hate crimes is not necessarily just the prevalence, the number of hate crimes across the country each year, but also some of the specifics, the characteristics, as you said, of those crimes?
That's right, exactly. Like, for example, we're going to be interested in gathering information on offender profiles. What do offenders in these cases typically look like? You know, what are the incident-level details that are representing these cases across the country?
Am I correct in understanding that this survey, while it will span 3 years, will really particularly focus on hate crimes perpetrated in 2019? I mean, is this just will it just be a snapshot of 1 year, essentially?
Well, actually, we're going to be looking at 2018. That's the data that we'll be collecting information on. We're going to be starting the survey next year. And yes, it will capture 1 year time frame for these cases.
So then what comes next? I mean, a snapshot is helpful, but if what we want to know are trends, if we're seeing more hate crimes over time, or what societal or political influences might result in changes in the rates of hate crimes, you know, how do we make this a more consistent year after year after year kind of data collection?
Right. And unfortunately, I have to say that's probably a long-term project, because what we'll be doing is collecting information that, as you said, presents a one-year snapshot. Hopefully that data can be used to inform the government statistics program, the Uniform Crime Reporting Program. And by improving that program, then over time, they should be able to produce statistics that are more reliable each year so that we can look at trends.
Obviously, you can't, you know, speculate into the future as to what particular recommendations might come out regarding hate crime reporting. But having used this methodology, looking at other types of crimes, are there common threads? Are there recommendations that could be made broadly to improve the reporting of a whole range of types of crime so that we do have a better understanding of what's going on?
You know, I think that I would say two things. One is that I think more transparency is important. I think if people understand the kind of cases law enforcement are dealing with, it can encourage reporting. You know, one of the problems we have is that a lot of hate crime victimization isn't reported to police, and I think partly that's because people feel like they're not going to maybe do anything about it, or it's maybe going to put them in more harm. And so I think the more transparency we can have with these statistics, the more comfortable communities will feel in making reports of these kind of crimes. And I think the other thing I would say is that it would improve training for law enforcement. You know, I think that jurisdictions that put a priority on training law enforcement around these hate crimes, it allows them to be thinking about this generally as they're going out and investigating crimes. And I think we get better statistics and data that way as well.
So a lot of this is maybe not even specific work to hate crimes or even just law enforcement officials. It sounds like what you're saying is we just need a lot more societal dialogue, openness and transparency about hate crimes.
That's absolutely right.
Lisa Jones is a research associate professor of psychology at UNH's Crimes Against Children Research Center and lead investigator of a new nationwide hate crime survey funded by the Department of Justice. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Up next, what could more scientists in Congress mean for policy? Stay with us.